Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person, place, or event.
This week we have decided to analyze the birth chart of Justin Bieber. We want to investigate his chart to see what's up with him, since he has recently stirred things up with his talk of retiring, which has freaked out his adoring fan base, as well as the music biz in general.
Well, lo and behold, there is much to indicate, astrologically speaking, that he would want to move on. But before we address that issue, let's take a short tour of his rather unusual birth chart.
First off, he is a Scorpio rising person, a sign that, at its best, is very charismatic, capable of inspiring others. And look at his first house. There is a really close conjunction of the rising degree, Pluto, and Rahu, a combination that tells us right away that this is no ordinary person. Both Pluto and Rahu embody power and transformation, which is true of Scorpio as well. Rahu is the head of the snake, with the power to hypnotize, and he certainly seems to have that nailed down pretty well.
And look at that combination in the fourth house. I mean, there are four planets, each of them the lord of a kendra. You have Mars, ruler of the first house, Venus, ruler of the seventh, Sun, ruler of the tenth, and Saturn, the ruler of the fourth, all together here. And this is a special yoga, the name of which escapes me at the moment, but
yeah.
It lends tremendous power and self-assurance to the owner of the chart.
It would also give him a very powerful mother as well. And also, since he didn't stay in his birthplace, we would expect something in the 12th house of foreign lands. And there it is, the moon, ruler of his ninth house of destiny, along with Jupiter, representing both his second house of voice and his fifth house of creativity.
Yeah, and note too that his ascendant degree is in Anuradha. That's a lunar sign that's known for success away from birthplace, and also known for talent in music.
Note too that his moon is in Chitra, the nakshatra whose name is interpreted as glittering and dazzling in the 12th house of unknown people. And he dazzles the public, for sure.
Okay. So, all right, let's take a look at the predictions. First, he is currently at the end of his Rahu major period. Now, Rahu signifies success, and there it is, conjunct his ascendant, the most personal point in a natal chart, and activating Pluto, with which it is associated.
Since the Rahu major period is 18 years long, he has essentially been manifesting Rahu for most of his life. For the past year, he has been in the moon sub-period of Rahu, which ends soon, in March of 2014. His moon rules the excellent ninth house of destiny and long-distance travel, and is placed in the 12th house of foreign lands. In the past year, he has been touring all over the world.
Yeah, but even with his worldwide success, there has been a lot of controversy. The moon signifies the emotional mind. It is fast-moving and quite changeable. And you put this together with his natal moon's placement in the 12th house of the subconscious and at 0 degrees in its sign, which makes it even more unstable. And you can see that there would be some problems along with the success.
The 12th house is also the house of separation and seclusion and a vacation.
So it sounds like his chart karma is telling him it's time to take a break.
Another factor that would be reinforcing that need for a vacation would be Saturn and Rahu transiting in Libra, his 12th house. Saturn is a natural monk-like planet, and Rahu signifies a transformation. When Saturn rides through your 12th house, it signifies endings and completion.
That's a good point there, David. Anyway, coming up is the final sub-period of his Rahu major period, which is Mars. That begins this March. Mars is the action planet and is the ruler of his first house of self. And with Rahu major period as the background, it's obvious that he's getting ready to make some major changes. probably he heads off in a new direction.
For Scorpio rising charts, Mars is also the ruler of the sixth house of struggle and difficulty. This is what gives Scorpio rising the reputation of being their own worst enemy. So the upcoming Mars sub-period may not be all that kind to him.
And looking ahead a bit further, we see that Bieber will enter his Jupiter major period in early 2015. So that'll be another change. Jupiter rules his second house of personal finance and his fifth house of past life credit, as well as being the general significator of children.
And his natal Jupiter is retrograde and placed in the 12th house of charity, seclusion, vacation, and foreign places. He's already demonstrated his generosity and concern for the downtrodden in foreign countries. My guess is he wants to do some humanitarian work, and that he may even adopt some foreign children later in his Jupiter period as he matures with age.
Okay, so let's take a look at some of the other transits. We've already mentioned Saturn and Rahu transiting in his 12th house of endings and completion, a sort of clearing the decks kind of energy that will make way for the new growth. So this sounds like a confirmation of what we know happens when you go into a new major period, that he's in a time of transition into a new part of his life.
Jupiter goes into his ninth house of long-distance journeys starting in June of 2014. Since it will be his Mars sub-period, I think we're going to hear more about Bieber being all around the world.
The ninth house is also the house of meritorious deeds, and Jupiter itself is the planet of generosity.
But getting back to this whole issue of his retirement, do you think he's actually backing away from music? He's quite young, not even 20. Plenty of time for more ambition. And to have such success and adulation so early in life, and especially with Scorpio rising, a sign that seeks for and even gets addicted to power, I don't see him really quitting this early in his life.
No, David, I think you are right, that the combination of Moon sub-period and Saturn transiting in his 12th house is making him want some downtime right now. But overall, the natal chart is far too ambitious to just disappear from the public forever.
Yes, with Saturn next transiting into his ascendant, he is on the doorstep of a time of restructuring, reorganizing, and refocusing for the next phase of his career.
All right, well, we shall see.